Lord, please grant us peace amid chaos and confusion, and a spirit of prayer for your supernatural covering and protection. Amen. Jesus began speaking to Mother Claire. I am here. We are together. A little lighter on the chocolate, please. Yes, Lord, I want that too. Exercises such as these at any moment can turn into bloody war. Both sides, your country and Russia, are poised to strike. When they do, it will be horrendous because of the infrastructure being knocked out. There is no way to prevent this except through prayer and angelic intervention. Pray for communications to be reestablished quickly, because this is a decisive factor in rescuing your nation. When they take the communications out, they literally paralyze the opponent, just like cobra venom paralyzes the lungs and heart. So does lack of communication also paralyzes the people. Pray for protection of all the communication centers, that you do not become helpless lambs led to the slaughter in the dark. These are typical strategies used in war. Communication blackouts lead to chaos. My angels will assist when necessary. Your prayers will be effective. Really, I am wanting to put off this war with all my heart. But man must play a decisive role in quickening as well as turning it around. Ezekiel just called and asked for special prayer for Poland, Lithuania, Yugoslavia, and Czechoslovakia, covering them in prayer. There are still plans to attack the dam and power plant. May God have mercy on our souls and all those in the area. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Jesus continued, the drums of war are beating. You just cannot hear them. There is tremendous positioning going on right now, Claire. Massive amounts of war machinery are taking up positions against America and Europe and Taiwan, which is very much in the background, and people are so unaware. Your country is a laughingstock because the whole world knows what is going to take place, and the people of your country are still asleep because of the corrupt media. This is why events will be pure, unadulterated surprise. Keep your vigilance up to pray for your enemies. See, there is cooperation there. The enemy is hard at work because he wants them to leave. But with careful planning and cooperation, these attempts will fail. Love is in control. Brotherly unity is of the utmost importance now, and Satan knows it. Your most important task, now and in the days to come, is prayer and lifting up my people to make them stronger. Let all your messages be comforting and encouraging. The songs really help and will be well received. Such good being done, even though you cannot feel it and are still struggling. It is your intention that makes up the difference. And that was the end of his message. God bless you, dear ones, and let us stay in an attitude of prayer.